Hi.
Hi, good morning. Is Leanne available, please?
Yeah, speaking.
Hi, Miss Kirkland. It's James calling here from MMA Legal. You inquired about your Scottish redress claim when you were younger and in care, is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant, okay. So, Miss Kirkland, what we need to do to get your claim started, first of all, we need to go for a claim report with you. It takes about 5 minutes. And then we'll get a statement, and then we'll get a form of ID, packaged it all over to the solicitors, and then they'll be in contact with you in regards to your claim, okay? Now, the average compensation claim at the moment is around about £45,000, what people are receiving, okay? We've got a success rate of 100% as well. We're one of 7 solicitors that have been allocated to take these claims on, Leanne, all right?
Okay.
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go for a claim report with you now. There'll be a few questions that I do need to ask you. If you don't require to answer them questions, you can just say skip at any time, okay?
Okay.
Brilliant. So, Leanne, I've got an email address as leannek32@gmail.com. Is that right?
Yes.
Brilliant. Okay. Bear me just one moment. Can you just confirm your date of birth, please, Leanne? 25th 11th 1984.
Yep.
Brilliant. Okay. Now your postcode, please, Leanne.
Papa Alpha 4.
Yep.
8 Echo Echo.
8 Echo Echo. And we've got Knockhill Road in Renfrew, is that correct?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Which number?
3A.
3A. Okay, I'm just gonna get that on the register. Won't be a moment. Yep, that's fine. Okay, best contact number we have for you is the one I'm ringing you on now. Is that correct?
Yes.
Ending in 453. Brilliant.
Yep.
So, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. Okay. So, throughout the whole process, you can contact me back at any time if needs be. If you do have any questions regarding your claim, all right. So, I'm going to go for a few questions with yourself now, and then we'll move on to a statement from yourself. Can you just confirm, have you ever been known by any other names, Leanne, at all?
No.
It's always been Leanne Kirkland.
Yep.
That's fine. When you was in childcare services, how old were you?
So I started going into the care system for the age of 9 to the age of 16.
9 years till 16. Okay. Okay, what I'm going to do is, well, I'm going to start by taking the establishment names. The reason why they do that is so the solicitors can check on records to make sure that they do match up okay.
Yeah.
So when you was 9 years of age, do you remember the name of the first children's home you went to?
So it was a foster home I went to the first time.
Okay. Was you with foster carers until you was a certain age?
I was moved. I was only in temporary foster care the first time. Short term, and then I was moved to the establishment called Grive. The Grive, it was called in Bridgeweir. It was a children's home.
Do you want to spell that for me so I can get it on records? Is that okay?
Yep, it's G-R-Y-F-F-E.
G-R-Y? F-F-E.
And
children's home.
Yeah, in Bridgeweir.
Let me just bring that up. It won't be a second, okay. Is it not there anymore?
No, it's when they decided that the Grife was an old establishment, it was a big manor house, a big massive manor house with dorm bedrooms and things like that. It was then decided by the government that it wasn't fair on children like us to be stigmatised and put into these big old buildings, and so they moved them, they started making smaller children homes and moved us into more kind of family unit kind of settings rather than these big old manor houses.
Okay. Bear me a moment. I can see on the records here. Bear me a moment. Just having a quick look through the records of the Grife. Won't be a second. Okay.
Yeah.
You're not the first person to make a claim from the Grife. There has been... Yeah, numerous ones. Only a moment. Quick look to see the actual address of that. Sort of find it
was, I'm not sure, because it was in like a big driveway, like a country driveway, and then it was in the middle of like a field, is what I would say.
Yeah, I can see that here, yeah. Give me just one moment, okay. Was it called, was it known as Grive Castle by any chance?
I'm not sure. We just knew it as the Grive Children's Home.
Okay. How long was you there for?
So I was in the Grive for about maybe, I'm not quite sure, I'm going to say 3-4 years. Yeah.
3 or 4 years. Did you go anywhere else after that?
Yeah, I went to another establishment not far from there. It was in Johnston. It was called Carswood.
Carswood, P-A...
Car.
Double R.
Car. Carswood.
Carswood. Carswood. Children. Okay.
And then I went from there to Longcroft.
Yeah, I've got Carswood, home for children. Just a second. If you do go quiet, I'm not ignoring you. I'm just updating the records, okay? How long was you in Carswood for?
Not long. That was only a temporary stay because they were closing the Grive, so they'd moved us into different... Then I moved into Longcroft Drive in Renfrew.
Longcroft Drive?
Yeah, that was Longcroft Children's Home.
Longcroft Children's Home. Okay. In a place this consumer bought as well. Okay. That was also in Scotland, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in Renfrew.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll bring this up as well. It won't be a moment. You know what area Longcroft was?
Yeah, it's Renfrew.
Renfrew.
It was just off in Shannon Road. It was inside a park, inside the Robertson Park.
Right. Okie doke. And how long was you there for?
I was there from the age of about 13 until 16.
13 until 16.
Yeah.
Okay, no problem at all. So what happened, the solicitors will marry that up with the record to make sure that they're correct, okay?
Yeah.
Even though it's still not there, there will be records that are made available from that, okay?
And it was Paisley Social Work Department that I was under.
Right, okay, I was literally just going to ask that question, yeah. So the local authority you was cared under, was it Paisley?
Yeah.
Okay. Did they have a council at all, or was it just an authority? Yeah, there we go. I can see that then, no problem at all. Brilliant. Just confirm your age for me, please, Leanne.
I'm 41.
Yep, that's right. Next question. We do have to ask this. Do you have any terminal illnesses at all?
No.
No, that's fine. Good. Next, we have to put on your record a parents' names. Do you recall your parents' names?
My mum's dead. I still need to give you that, yeah.
Yeah, we'd have to, just for the record, yeah, that's all it is. Just take her name, that's fine.
Frances McClellan.
How you spell the surname?
Small C.
Yep.
Big C.
Yep.
E-L-L-A-N. But I'm not sure...
E-L-L-A-N. Yep.
I'm not sure if she would have still come under Frances Kirkland at that point.
Right, okay. I'll put in brackets possibly Kirkland as well. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Do you know her date of birth by any chance?
Hang on, I've got her death certificate in there.
All right, okay. It's not a problem, this list, but if you have got that,
I've got it.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you very much.
Got it here. So, she was Frances Kirkland, and it was... date of birth, the 27th of the 7th, 1962.
1962. Okay. Father's name?
He was never ever in my life.
All right. Okay. No problem at all.
Put on my birth certificate as Michael Lambert, but he was never there. I've never seen him.
Okay. I'll place it on there. That's no problem at all. Okay. Bear with me just 1 second. Great. Okay, so before you enter childcare services, do you recall of any addresses that you lived at beforehand? I appreciate it may have been a long while ago, you may not know.
Yeah,
just
I do.
To help with records, you do remember. Brilliant.
Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
What was...
Five Tower Drive.
Address? Five Tower Drive?
Yeah, and then it was 6 Ailes of Crescent. When the social work got involved, it was 6 Ailes of Crescent, Glenburn.
Can I just ask, Tower Drive, was that in... Was that in John Moe, was it? Or how are you spelling that?
Tower, as in a tower.
Yeah, Tower Drive, yep. What area was it?
Renfrew again.
Okay.
That's no longer there either. That's been changed into a different street name.
Okay. No problem at all. Okay. Do you have any siblings at all, Liam?
Yeah, I do.
You do, brilliant, okay.
But the address when we came under social work would have been 6 Elder Drive.
6 Elder Drive?
Elder, A-I-L-S-A. And that's
Elder
in,
Drive. Okay.
And that's in Glenburn.
Brilliant. Yep, I've got that, no problem at all. Okay, a place to answer there. So we need to take siblings now. Now, your siblings will not be contacted in any way, shape or form. We do just need to put them onto your claim report so they match up with the records, okay?
Okay.
How many siblings do you have?
I have 5.
5, okay. So we'll need to place them onto there. Can I start by taking the first sibling then, please?
Yep, so that's Robert McCann.
Okay. Next sibling. M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E.
Yep.
Okay, next sibling, please.
Look at Charles Kirkland.
Charles Kirkland.
Yep.
Charles Kirkland.
And
okay,
then,
next sibling, please.
Then it's me, then under me it's Kerry Kirkland.
Kady Kirkland. Are you spelling that K-A-D-Y?
No, Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, Kerry. Yeah. Kerry Kirkland. Kerry Kirkland. Okay.
And then,
is there any more?
Yep, the youngest is Ashley McClellan.
Is that Mr. or Mrs.?
Miss.
Miss. Ashley Kirkland.
No, McClellan.
Oh, McClellan. Okay, won't be a moment. Okay, brilliant. So I'll place them onto your report for you now. Last but not least, before we just move on, what's the name of your local doctor's surgery that you're at? Can I ask Leanne?
King's Inch Medical Practice.
King's Inch Medical Practice, yeah?
King's Inch.
King's Inch. Bear with me a moment. And is that in Paisley?
Renfrew.
Okay. Okay, I'm struggling here to actually find the medical centre on record. Can you just spell the name of your actual...
It's in, my doctor's is inside Renfrew Health and Social Work Department.
Right, okay. Is it actually called King's Finch, did you say?
No, King's Inch, K-I-N-G-I-N-C-H.
Inch. Okay. There we go, I've got it there. Bear with me just one moment. And that's in Renfrew, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah? I've got it on Ferry Road, 10 Ferry Road, is that right?
Yeah.
Is that ringing the bell? Yeah, brilliant stuff. Yeah. Will be a second. Okay, brilliant. So, next thing I need to ask. So, we need to place onto your report a beneficiary. Now, what this means, Leanne, due to the compensation claims being a substantial amount of money, if anything was unfortunately to happen to you between now and the time you was to receive the money and you were unable to receive the payment, who would you like the payment to go to?
Matthew Gilchrist.
Spell the surname for me, please.
G-I-L.
Yep.
C-H.
Yep.
R-I-S-T.
R-I-S-T, did you say?
R-I-S-T.
Yeah, that's fine. And is that a sibling? Is it a partner, son?
No, that's my son.
Your son, is it? That's fine, no problem at all. Place that onto there. And what's his date of birth?
The 25th of the 04.
Oh, he's got the same birthday as me.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just 1988. That's fine. Bear with me just one moment. Contact number for him, do you know of a contact number at all?
I don't have it to hand. It's on
don't worry about it. I'll just place not to hand, okay. Now, we have to put a supporting statement contact on there. Is there anybody that you're close to that knows about you being within childcare services? Anybody that you spoke to, like any family member or anyone?
No, not like, it was so long ago that I was in care.
Of course. Did nobody know about you that you are close to?
Yeah, everybody knew back then that I was in care, like a bit, because it was me and my younger sister that was in care, like the rest of the children. They went through the care system at a separate time, and then my nana took two, and then 2 years went into care, so it was like...
Do you still speak with Ashley?
My youngest sister?
Yes.
Yeah, but I don't know if... I don't know, like, bringing things up to Ashley, if you get me like that, so I wouldn't use Ashley.
Right, no problem at all. We do have to place a supporting contact on there, though. Is there anyone in mind that you can think of?
Probably use my sister Kerry.
Sister Kerry. Okay, no problem at all. It's just to confirm that they have to confirm with somebody that you was in care at that time. They won't go into any details or anything like that, so don't worry about that in regards to it. Okay. What I'm now going to do is place onto there the reason. So was there a reason you were placed into care? Now, this can have a number of answers. So a lot of people can either say there was a troubled child, it was down to parents. There was quite a few answers. What would your answer be, Leanne?
My answer would be that my mother was done with neglect. She was a drug addict. She was charged with neglect against her two children and appeared in court. And the local authority... let us down on so many levels by repeatedly putting us back into the situation, even though I'd made so many attempts to tell them that what was happening, they put us back again.
Okay.
And charged with still neglect that we were placed into care.
Okay. No problem. I've placed that into your reason there. Okay. Now, as I've mentioned to you, the average compensation is around about £45,000. That is what people are getting returned at this moment in time for any sort of abuse. Now, the £45,000 average, it's not there to heal any scars. It's really there to provide you with a brighter future, if possible. Okay. What I will say is, well, in regards to the compensation side of things, so the solicitors, it doesn't cost you anything. They'll be trying to get you the highest amount possible because they will charge a 20% deduction. Okay. So as you can imagine, if you were to come out with around about £45,000, you still would really receive around about between £33,000. The solicitors will have that discussion with you when they do contact you. My job as your case handler is just to prepare everything together, get it sent over to them, and they'll be in contact with you in the next 7 days. Okay. And they obviously have to marry up with records to make sure everything matches up with the information that you've provided today. Okay. So I do need to go for a statement now. I can appreciate it can be a little bit distressing going back to the past. Now, we won't ask you to provide anything that you don't feel comfortable providing. We'll just confirm, obviously, in regards to any abuse, it can be physical, mental or sexual abuse, that you feel comfortable discussing with ourselves. Okay, this is the last bit now. And then what we'll do, we'll get a form of ID, get you an authorization email sent over, and that's everything completed, Leanne. Is that okay?
Yeah.
So in regards to the statement, the abuse, was it mostly a long cross or was it mostly the Greif Children's Home?
Ours was the Greif. The Greif was, like I said to you, was a very old-fashioned children's home, very much back in what I recall Dickens days. And we were placed in dorms of seven. We were placed into the rooms at night and told to sleep. And if we didn't sleep, then we were physically removed. I got a black eye and numerous times from being forced to the floor, bearing in mind I was a child of about 10 by then.
Oh, was that from staff members, that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay, well.
And taken downstairs to a back corridor with a room with nothing but a mattress in it, no windows, nothing, and locked in that room as we were told if we didn't sleep and didn't behave, then that's where we're going. We were children. We thought it was funny to get up out of bed and carry on and whatever else. And there were certain staff members in that facility that it was called the dummy, it was called, and we were taken down this big flight of stairs, taken to the back corridor. And like I said, taken and put into a room with only a mattress on the floor, no windows in it, and locked in there for the rest of the night.
Okay. Sorry to hear that. I do understand.
I am absolutely terrified of the dark. And also the fact that you have two adults with their knees in your back and your arm bent behind your back. And it's called physical restrainment, they said.
Okay. I do appreciate it. A lot of people do say that that's just how it was back in the day. That's the thing. It shouldn't have been the case. There should have been correct protocols that you put into place. And that's the reason now you can make a Scottish redress claim for this. Okay. We have had a 100% success fee. So every case that we are taking on with the abuse, there is a compensation payout at the end of it. And like I said, the average is £45,000. 3 weeks ago, we had a gentleman receive £98,000, from his redress payment. Once again, like I said, it's never going to cover any scars for you, Leanne. It's there just to obviously give you a bit of a light at the end of the tunnel, a brighter future for yourself and any family members. Okay.
We were dragged to school. We were given on a blue minibus in front of everybody at high school. I'd just started. We were taken in a blue bus, beeped all the way up the hill, been given a packed lunch that was nothing more than a plain sandwich with a biscuit. Like, it was disgusting at parts of how some of these staff members treated us as children.
Cool. Okay. If you do go quiet, I'm typing all this up onto your statement. Okay, so... You say you'd only receive two biscuits?
One biscuit and a plain sandwich, which they knew I didn't like jam, which I still don't to this day. And it would be a piece of jam, and that was if you hadn't behaved in the unit that night, like your privileges and stuff were all taken away. I was also taken to children's panels, but I had no idea what was going on. The staff spoke for me, said I was fine, I was happy. It was horrible.
Okay, so there's a lot of physical abuse there. I will elaborate on your statement a little bit more. Okay, I can see that it can be a little bit distressing for yourself. Now, what I am going to ask you now, you said that it's had an effect to you staying in the dark. You can't sleep in the dark. Is that correct?
I don't sleep with light off. No.
Okay. Would you say you suffer from anxiety, panic attacks, or PTSD?
I've been diagnosed with, through a therapy worker, that I have post-traumatic stress syndrome from childhood trauma.
Okay. Police officer there, okay. And you suffer with trust issues as well, I presume?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Also, when I left care, I didn't cope so well when I left. I was basically given £2,000 and told, right, that's you, good to go, like, you're on your own. Even the support after we left care wasn't there either.
So there was no support programme? There was no support programme placed in for yourself, nothing like that? It was just
I did get through care for a bit, but it wasn't. You were basically put on your... to your own device, no parent, no nothing, like.
Okay, no problem. So I'm going to leave the statement there. I can see it's a little bit distressing for you. We've got a substantial amount there. What happened now, we'll elaborate on the statement a little bit. The solicitors will go through the statement with you. If there's anything at the time when a solicitor does contact that you feel that you do need to add, you can have a word with them and they'll be able to add it into your statement for you, okay? We try not to get clients to relive the past. We just need to get a little bit of a brief description. As you can imagine, these people with different circumstances, and it can be a little bit problematic going back there. So we tend to have a little peep for the statement, and that's all we need to do. Okay. What I'm going to do is, well, I'm going to put a password onto your report for you. It's for your safety and for our safety. It gives you a little bit of security as well as us. Okay. If anybody does ring you up regarding your Scottish Redress compensation, all you need to do before I continue talking to you, can you just confirm my password? That way you'll know you're speaking to the correct people, okay? Can I take a password you'd like to place onto your report, please, Leanne?
Sienna.
Sorry?
Sienna, S-I-E-N-N-E.
Okay, Sienna. But place that onto your report now, okay? What I'm just going to do for you now, Leanne, I'm just going to place you on hold for literally 30 seconds or so. I'm going to speak with the administration's team. They're going to get you a message sent out via the application WhatsApp. Do you use WhatsApp on your mobile?
Yeah, I do.
You do, brilliant. So you're going to receive a message from the administration's department. We do require one form of ID and a proof of address letter dated within the last 3 months. That is basically to confirm you are who you are. As you can imagine, with making a claim for a substantial amount of money, the solicitors will need to make these checks, okay?
Yeah.
And then to your email address, you're going to receive an authorization email. What this states that you're happy one of the solicitors to contact you and go through the claim with you. It roughly takes, from completion, around about 6 to 8 months for everything to be completed, okay? But like I said, the solicitors will go through that with yourself. Leanne. All right. So just bear with me one moment. The line will go silent. I'll be back with you in a minute or so, Leanne. Thank you.
Okay.
Hi, Leanne. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can.
Brilliant stuff. Okay, so our administration team have sent you a message by the application WhatsApp. Can you just confirm that you have received that? Is that okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. So you just need to reply back to that while we're on the phone. Do you have a form of ID and a proof of address?
Yeah, I do.
You do. Brilliant stuff. Are you able to do that for me now? Is that okay?
It's my passport. I'm sending.
And you can use a bus pass, you can use a passport, as long as it's got a photo on there, it's not a problem at all.
I know, I'm a bit wary though, sending something that's a legal document already, like...
Okay, is there anything else that you do have that you don't feel a little bit wary of? It's just for a form of ID to put onto your case, that's all it is, really. I'll tell you what we can do, once you've sent it, I'll save it to your file and you can delete it straight away if you prefer to do that.
I bet you're not. You're in a crook, like a crook company or something, are you? Where you're going to scam me or something? I'm scared of that.
we can't scam you in any way possible. It's literally only for the legal representatives at the solicitors. That's all it is. As you can imagine, with claiming for such a substantial amount of money, they do have to do their checks to confirm that you are who you are, Leanne. Okay. Like I said, I am your case handler. You've got my contact details here. You'll receive them via email in literally the next 10 seconds as well. I'm just pressing continue on that now, and you'll receive all of our information via email. So there has been an authorization email that's been sent through to your email, which is leannek32@gmail.com.
There has been an authorization email.
Yes, so if you go on to emails, you'll see your authorization email from MMA Legal Solicitors.
Zoho sign?
Yes, that's the one, yeah. So it's a click sign document to state that you give authorization for the solicitor to contact you. So you'll need to do that as well while I'm on the phone as well.
Yeah, but what if I don't get awarded anything, then who pays it?
So it's no win, no fee. So you basically what happens if your case doesn't get accepted, then you don't have to pay anything whatsoever. If it is accepted, once again, the solicitors will go in for the highest payment they possibly can from Scottish Redress, and they claim that back directly back from the Scottish Government, okay. Like I said, they will take 20%. It does state on that authorisation letter there that it is 20%. It's only the maximum that they can take from a successful claim for you.
Okay.
Once you've completed that, you'll roughly get a call from one of the solicitors within around about 7 days' time, and they'll let you know in regards to what they're going in for yourself in regards to an amount per claim, and they'll give you a rough scale of how long it's going to take for yourself, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. With your proof of address as well, it can be any letter dated within the last 3 months. We've had people even send letters from Bingo that they've received. As long as it's no sensitive information on there, that's not a problem. With your photo ID, like I said to you, if you're feeling a bit wary, it's not a problem. All we're going to do is just save it onto your case report and your proof of address. We're just going to save that onto your case report so we can package it up and send it through to the legal team right away.
Right, so it says I've signed that document.
I'll just check on our end to make sure we've received that. Won't be a second. Yep, I can see that's done, Liam. Okay, so your authorisation for the solicitor to contact you, that's perfectly fine. I'll get that attached to your report now.
Yep.
We're just waiting on you sending back your ID and proof of address.
Yep,
take your time.
Nothing's done by letters anymore.
Yeah, a lot of things is done by the internet these days, isn't it? It can literally be anything that's come through your post. It's just to confirm that you just live at that address, that's all it is. If you've not got anything via that, you can download anything that you get electronically, as long as it's got your address on there.
you possibly could do a bank statement. We've had people send bank statements in just cover up the sensitive information. Like I say, it's literally up to you, as long as you can confirm that you live at that address.
Still there, Leanne. Sorry, you broke off.
Sorry, I don't have any letters on me.
Nothing whatsoever.
No. I didn't have photos and stuff online, so I don't ever really get any mail in my name.
Of course. In regards to, how do you receive, like, your utility bills or anything like that? Is it online?
I'm just going to go and check my email.
Yeah, if there's anything via email that you've got your address on, as long as there's no sensitive information on there, that's perfectly fine. If there is any sensitive information, we do require for you to blank that out if possible. We've had people send screenshots of like a utility bill from the phone. It's not a problem. Like it's literally just to confirm that you live at that address for the solicitors, because they're putting in for a claim of a substantial amount of money.
I'll need to have a look into that.
Yeah, no problem at all. What I will do is pop a note onto your case file. Have you not got enough in time, no?
No.
Right, I'll pop a note onto your case file. Proof of address, not applicable at this moment in time. Okay, did you say you had your photo ID, though? Have you got that available?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem at all. In regards to sending it over, there is like a camera icon at the bottom right-hand side of where you send a message. You can just take a picture of the front of that and I can get it attached to your case file right away.
On WhatsApp?
Yeah, you can send it on WhatsApp, yeah. What you can do, have you got a driving licence at all, Leanne?
No, I don't.
You don't, okay. I was going to say, you can actually use that as a proof of address and a photo ID.
But does my passport not show proof of address?
No, there's no address on your passport, is there? Passports don't have any address on the passport, yeah. So it can't be used as a proof of address. It literally just has your picture on that, doesn't it, and your name. Brilliant. I can see that coming through, Leanne. So I'm going to get that attached to your case file now. Okay.
Yeah.
Like I said, you will need a proof of address as well. I've just placed onto your report, not to hand at this moment in time. Okay. Once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler, okay? So if there is any issues or if there's anything you're not sure of, you can contact me back on this number between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, okay? All you now need to do, I'm going to get your case packaged and get it sent through to the legal team.
You will be allocated a solicitor. Once again, it doesn't cost you anything. The legal team will go in for the highest amount possible for you. And that way, obviously, they'll recuperate 20% for themselves for the legal costs. Okay. Do you have any questions at all, Leanne?
No, I'm fine, thank you.
Is that all right? No problem at all. If you can't find anything with your proof of address on and get that filed over by the application WhatsApp, we can attach that to your file ASAP.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if the solicitors will go ahead without a proof of address, so it's vitally important that you can do that for us. Is that okay?
Okay.
Brilliant, Leanne. No problem at all. Once again, like I said, any questions, do not hesitate to give me a call back on this number, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Leanne. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
Speak to you soon. Bye.